You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Pope Francis reveals his vision of mercy in a book by the title of The Name of God is Mercy. The book, to be released in 86 countries on the 12th of January, is the result of a series of interviews with Vatican reporter Andrea Tornielli. Several extracts were made available by the publisher PM ahead of its official release. Among these, there's one in which the Holy Father recalls how touched he was by the writings of one of his predecessors to the See of Peter, John Paul I, Albino Luciani. Quote, "There is the homily when Albino Luciani said he had been chosen because the Lord preferred that certain things not be engraved in bronze or marble, but in the dust, so that if the writing had remained, it would have been clear that the merit was only God's." I thought I'd bring you the exact words pronounced by Pope John Paul I on this occasion. It was during his first weekly general audience with the faithful gathered around him on Wednesday, 6th of September, 1978. For the record, it was the first of four such encounters during his 33-day pontificate. Words read for us in an English translation by Sean Patrick Lovett. But get ready to listen to the voice of Pope John Paul I speaking in Italian.
Before God, the right position is that of Abraham, who said, "I am only dust and ashes before you, O Lord." We must feel small before God.
Davanti a Dio, la posizione giusta è quella di Abramo, che ha detto, "Sono soltanto polvere e cenere davanti a te, Signore." Giusto, piccoli dobbiamo sentirci davanti a Dio.
When I say, "Lord, I believe," I'm not ashamed to feel like a child before his mother. One believes in one's mother. I believe in the Lord, in what he has revealed to me. The commandments are a little more difficult to observe, but God gave them to us not to satisfy a whim, not in his own interest, but only in our interest.
I comandamenti sono un po' più difficili, qualche volta tanto difficili da osservare, ma ce li ha dati non per capriccio, non per suo interesse, bensì unicamente per interesse nostro.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.